Oh, Monday night footy as footy mania continues. It was game one of round 10 as far as the old way is concerned, and Port Adelaide by 13 points running out winners over the Dogs. It was 8-7, 55 Port Adelaide. The Dogs had more scoring shots, 5-12, 42, but not able to get it done. We'll head down to the Port room soon. But Dom, it was an important month of footy, or important four games as it turns out to be now for Port Adelaide. They had Melbourne, the Bulldogs, Richmond, and the Cats. That's their four games that were coming into this footy mania part of the season. We're going to know a lot more about Port Adelaide at the end of all this, but two games in, they're 2-0.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the performance against Melbourne was really strong. I mean, that was a danger game, but Melbourne didn't rock up. But tonight was an interesting one for Port Adelaide. They were put in a position that they've been in previous years where they'd normally probably lose the game. But they found a way in the third quarter to get the game back on their terms and show that their best is probably good enough. So it was a big tick for them tonight. It doesn't get any easier, though. They've got Richmond on Saturday. Richmond are in good form as well. So it's going to doesn't get any easier. But I think we mentioned a few times tonight, the amount of running power they've got in their team, their list is quite healthy. They're in a good position. So they're just going to take it step by step. But it was promising tonight they got over the line.
There's a huge difference this year with Port Adelaide's contested marking. Now, that's because Charlie Dixon's clunking a lot of them, Dom, but also the defenders. We know that McKenzie has stepped up as well. So they took 19 contested marks in this match to just one. The Doggies only took one contested mark, and that was Lloyd in the first term for the whole game. Now, we knew the Dogs were going in smaller. They were going to be much more nimble around the packs. That was by design with Luke Beveridge. But tonight, what we've seen with Port Adelaide is when things get held up and they need to go long down the line, they've got players which can compete in the air. And we know how vital contested marks are. And when Dixon clunks them, Westhoff does his bit when he needs to. And the other likes in defence on the taller players, McKenzie, Cleary and Jonas, are very strong in the air.
Yeah, you're right. I think they've just got more depth now than they've ever had. You know, look, previous game, Georgiades hit the scoreboard. Tonight it was Charlie. You know, if it's not those two, Rosie can pop up or Robbie Gray. And then when you go to the midfield, we spoke in the first half, Port Adelaide didn't look dynamic. They were playing, you know, Pal Pepper, Wines and Rockcliffe in the same starting set of bounce. They're all very similar. So then, but what they can do now is throw in a Boak, they can throw in a Robbie Gray, throw in a Rosie. Butters ended up with like 20 disposals the second half. They're able to, you know, they've got more tricks up their sleeve, which when you get to the point in the season, you need to have depth, you need to be dynamic. So I think that's what they've improved, is their list being able to be stronger and being able to, you know, more players playing more variety of roles.
And the other thing you touched on, which I thought was really interesting now that I look back at the game after you said it, but just Port's ability to be able to do different things, score goals from stoppage and transition. So that they were able to, you know, transition early on in the game. So it means they've got different abilities or different strengths in their match that they can call on. So if they're losing it out of the middle, their defence stood up tonight, then they're able to get it from back to front and score a goal. If they start getting it out of the middle, then they've got the ability to do that as well. So it was interesting, something I hadn't twigged to until you just spoke about it, as to their ability to change it up.
Well, Port Adelaide last year and the year before, if they were going to win a game, they had to score heavily from stoppage. So teams would go, right, let's shut down their stoppage, let's take that away from them. And we remember their ball movement was horrific. Remember, they could never move it from half back to half forward. Or they'd have repeat inside 50s and not keep the scoreboard ticking over. So you can see they've worked on their ball movement. I think they've got better kicks than ever. They've got better kicks in their team now. Dan Houston's a great kick. Butters is a good kick. Rosie's a good kick. So they've evolved their list with some dynamic players, but they've also improved their skill level. So they look more efficient. Tonight the kicking efficiency was 70%. Port Adelaide last year, the year before, were probably at mid-50s.
Yeah.
So, you know, all these things add up to be able to show some improvement.
We always knew when we got into footy mania that the longevity and what type of pre-season you had. Now, Ken Hinckley said that Port Adelaide's pre-season this year, prior to the break, was perfect. And what we're seeing now, they've had 12 players who have played every game. The Dogs have had 10. And let's not forget as well, the Dogs had 9 premiership players out there tonight. So it was a very good side. And whilst we're still not totally convinced on Port Adelaide, it's a very good performance.
Yeah, 13-point win Port Adelaide over the Dogs. And out of this game, what's Luke Beveridge do with his team, Dom? I did note after they got flogged against the Tigers, he was seemingly, you know, game coming up quickly. Won't review perhaps this one as much because we've got to keep a bit fresh in the mind. But where does he go to with his players from here?
Look, I think he reviews the third quarter. You know, Port Adelaide had 17 inside 50s to their 3. And Port Adelaide kicked 4 goals. So, you know, if they just played 4 quarters of footy, then they were definitely in the game. I don't think he'd be too disappointed. I mean, watching him tonight, like we discussed, their midfield is super strong. Their midfield gave them an opportunity to win the game. They're just a key forward short, and then they're probably like a gun small short as well. Like, imagine a Charlie Cameron up there, or a bit of a dynamic small up forward, or Butler, or something like that. They just didn't look, just couldn't see where their goals were going to come from. You know, they didn't have that dynamic ability.
We're about to head down to the Port Adelaide change rooms. Port running out winners by 13 points here at the Adelaide Oval, and Hamish Hartlett being kind enough to give us his time on Triple M Footy. Hammer, welcome. Here's Dom Cassisi to throw the first question your way.
Artie, how are you, mate?
Dominator, good, mate. Yourself?
Good, mate. First thing, we thought you were best on when you were singing the club song, mate. The way you shake up that Powerade bottle over the boys, mate.
What's mate, going I'll tell on you there? What, mate. It, at the moment, it is the most awkward like club song to belt out. There's just no rhythm to it. The boys are all over the shop. There's no linking of arms. Tune's all out of whack. So I don't know. We've got to try and get something else organised. Tyson Goldsack came up with a good idea to maybe incorporate some sort of drum, something we might be able to create a bit of a beat around. But, she's all over the shop at the moment. Got to create a bit of a vibe around it.
But Hammer, I think Dom was talking about your ability to just dose the new gamer with Powerade. Oh, yeah. And, mate, to even go for the second bottle that was on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, well, we can't leave any remnants in the bottle. Boyd has had to, he had to cop himself a good shower. But, really happy for the young fella. It was good to get him a win in his first game.
So you're getting back to the game, mate. You had a great one yourself, but I thought the first half of them, I mean, you and your back line weathered the storm really well. I mean, the message at halftime, what was it? I mean, you guys had minimal inside 50s, came out in the third quarter, got the midfield on your terms again. What was Kenny's message?
Yeah, I think a lot of it stemmed sort of from the midfield battle, Dom, and that's where we know that the Bulldogs create a lot of their gameplay from. And to their credit, they were outstanding in the midfield in the first half. Then our boys really responded in that area. You know, Rocky, Ollie, Boki, the boys in there were outstanding with their pressure. We got the ball going our way, which is the way we like to play our footy. And it just eased the pressure on us in the back line in that third quarter. But the boys, the six or seven boys that I was surrounded with down there in the first half really stood up. I'm really proud of that area of the ground tonight.
Yeah, give us a bit more of an insight into the seven or six or seven floating back through there at the moment, Hartsy, because McKenzie's stepped up. Of course, you've got your leaders down there as well, but the rotation of players to go in and out of that zone is the communication's brilliant.
Yeah, you're spot on, Bigger. I think we've had Sam Mays come down and play back there the last few weeks, and the way he's developed his game, from the first game he's played up until now as a defender has been a real credit to him. He's fitted in down there really nicely. You know, Husto gets thrown around a little bit as well. One week he's in the midfield, one week he's in the back line, but he just adapts to his role wherever he's played. And we've got guys like, Jared Lena, who came in and played last week and played really well too. So we've got some good depth going down there, but, we prefer as much stability down there as we can possibly get.
Partsy, another thing that was really impressive from the boxing night in the second half was how fresh you boys looked. The level of intensity you guys played at for the four quarters, particularly the third quarter, and the spread and the speed to spread and that sort of thing. Off the four-day break, what did you guys do, mate? Was it just genuine recovery, or did you get a bit of work in? Or
Look, Dom, pretty much the first 3 days up until yesterday was purely recovery. A couple of strides here and there just to get the body moving again, I guess. You start, as you know, usually 48 hours after a game, you're feeling pretty sore. So then you've only got another 48 hours before we play again. But the boys had a bit more of a hit out yesterday than a normal captain's run would be. Again, just to get some quality into the legs, before today's battle. But a lot of credit needs to go our strength and conditioning team. Ian McEwen and Stewie Graham down here have got all the boys in great shape. The boys look after themselves during the week, and we're really proud of each other to be able to put together a performance like that under a fair bit of pressure.
Nathan Bassett's having a fair bit to do with yourself, and what are you learning off him? He was a very loose unit to play with, old Bass, but at the moment he's turned his leadership to another level.
No, he's been fantastic around our footy club for a number of years now. Bass, he's doing some great work with the young forward line group that we've got down there at the moment, but he certainly worked a hell of a lot on building his relationships around the footy club. Everyone gets along with him incredibly well. And as you know, Big O, he's a slightly you know, alternative unit, but the way he thinks about footy and the way he sees footy is just about as good as I've seen at AFL level. So he's a huge acquisition for our football club the last 4 or 5 years, and hopefully we'll continue to be that in the future.
Well, Hammer, it was a big win, 13 points over the Dogs. You've got the defending premiers coming to town on Saturday. That's going to be another blockbuster. Well done, enjoy it, and good luck again on the weekend coming.
Good on you, boys. We'll see you soon.
Thanks.
There he is.
Thanks, Snitch.
Hammer Hartley.
Snitch Hartley, we called him.
Why was he a snitch?
A couple of occasions where he just sort of dobby in, you know, once.
Really?
Once, yeah, but in a good way. He's a gripping bloke, but we just, you know what it's like. You drop your guard once and you get an ankle snitch.
Yeah, so, you're a rabbit as well. Under everyone's lockers doing all sorts of used to heard. How's English going? Yeah, no worries. No. Second language?
I just kept myself, mate. It's all good.
Yeah. Port Adelaide home by 13 points here at the Adelaide Oval. And today's I'm loving it moment. It happened at the 12th minute mark of the third quarter. Here's how we called it on Triple M Footy. Here's Amon from 51. High ball in. He's got Dixon flying. Georgiadis. Dixon! I reckon he completed it. Oh, that was a crazy mark. It was like third man in, a little juggle on the left and right, and then another little grab of the cherry. And he's got it, a big fella, to go back. What a presence he is in the forward 50 for this Port Adelaide side. So in he comes. Dixon. Kick on the way is good. He's on fire, the chuck wagon. Ah, there he is, Chaz Dixon, really playing out of his skin this year. No doubt about that.
Never had a yellow cherry. And a little grab of the cherry. Yellow footy eight.
Oh, the onion, it's, just an inference, Biggles. Good. That's stuff. All it is.
Not very well called. It was a great mark.
This is our Triple M Amy review. Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy. And time now to get the Dominator to give us his top three that were out there tonight. Dom Cassisi from Port Adelaide fame, former skipper and premiership player. And your eyes, what did they tell you out there tonight, Dom?
Yeah, I'm going to give one vote to Bontempelli. He had 22 disposals, 16 contested, 8 hardball guess, 8 clearances. He had an all-round game for the Bulldogs. We saw when, you know, they tried to pull him forward to try and give him some spark up there, but then their midfield deteriorated. Just see how important he is to their team. He's just a great leader. 2 votes, I'm going to Big Pistol Peter Laddams. He had 18 disposals. He kicked 1 goal, 3 inside 50s. He had 33 hit-outs or something like that. So for a young emerging ruckman to be able to have the work around the ground,
he was good, wasn't he?
But also impact the contest around the hit-outs, he was awesome. So, but 3 votes. Can't go past Zach Butters, 24 disposals, 11 contested possessions, 4 tackles, 4 inside 50s. But it wasn't just all the numbers. It was also the pressure he brought to the opposition. It was all the, you know, diving in, a little tap out for someone to get a goal. He did a lot of 1-percenters on top of the big numbers. So good sign for Port Adelaide that some of these young players are starting to take the reins and carry them forward.
One of the best things about tonight as well, just hearing from Hamish Hartlett in the interview, was when he actually called Dom Cassisi the Dominator, because I actually thought that was a self-anointed. I always thought he gave himself that nickname, Wayne Johnson the Dominator. The first time he came in here, he said, yeah, g'day, Dominator.
Mate, when you refer to yourself that often, people often pick it up after a while.
Wayne Johnson.
Oh, great stuff. There it is. Well, it's Monday night footy. It's footy mania. That's Round 10, it's game 1. There's some big stuff on tomorrow night, no doubt about that. It's the Tigers and the Lions. What a game that'll be. This was a good game. Port Adelaide, they got home by 13 points over the Bulldogs. The McDonald's Triple M rocks footy.